With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Support for this podcast comes from the patrons at patreon.com/FMLFPL. Okay! Welcome to FMLFPL, Milan.
Bonsoir.
Another game week in the books. The house always wins. How you doing? How you feeling?
Not great.
Not great?
Not great.
So the big news since we last potted, you popped your wild card on deadline day on Friday.
We
have to start there. Like, what made you do it? And we need the full team rundown because, you know, I'm sure a lot of people didn't
even know. I don't even
want to
talk about it. No, who cares?
We got to talk about it. Everyone cares, including me.
I mean, Kevin and I would have had eight players or whatever last week if I didn't wild card. And yeah. I already did my two transfers early, and it was just a fucking shit show.
Yeah.
I didn't want to and didn't calculate how many points my old team would have gotten. It probably was about the same as what I did get this week, but it's just not going well for me. You know, I had game week one, I was like, oh, I know how to do this again. I'm good at this game, and I haven't gotten a green arrow all year. I'm just wild card, 58 points. I'm almost at 2 million. I'm just terrible. I'm just fucking terrible at this, dude. It's
God
insane.
Damn it. Yeah, four straight reds is really tough. So walk me through the team. I mean, I think it's a classic. It's an FPL classic at this point to get a red after a wild card week. It's just like the thing that happens, but hopefully your team's set up for the medium long term. But so walk me through the team. So you stuck with Ryan.
Yeah, I don't know anything about goalkeepers. I don't even pretend to. I've been very transparent that I have no idea what to do when you're picking a goalkeeper. Yeah. So I just decided to pick a goalkeeper who I thought had a good fixture on paper, who ended up giving up zero shots on target for the second time this season, zero shot attempts for the first time in 17 years in the Premier League, which I doubled on with Lamptey. And of course, you know, no shot attempts against, 3 points combined. Thank you. Thank you for that.
That basically, pen call was
it's not great.
Historic.
You know, Martinez Emmy certainly looked on paper the better option, and I'm not saying Ryan's better. He's probably not. But what I do know is every year, without fail, I switch my goalkeeper in my first. This is the first time since I started playing that I didn't switch my goalkeeper in my wild card in the first wild card.
Yeah.
And every time I do it, I get rid of someone who's been bad, and I get someone who's been good. And they switch spots. Yeah. Like, the guy I get sucks, and the guy I've been, like, starts getting points again.
Yeah, they space jam each other immediately.
Yes, exactly. So I was just, I'm just, whatever, Ryan, you know, no save points on the year, no problem. Keeping up 1 point per game, basically, per year, no problem. Take a sip of water, get a yellow card. It's great. He's great.
One T.
No two T's. Yeah. Not good enough for two T's. Yeah. His parents did not want to give him normal Matthew.
All right, back
Matthew.
Line.
Yeah, no, but it's with one T.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I got it now. Yeah. Okay.
Cool. Hipster.
How many
it's the
times
new hipster
has he done
trend.
That?
Yeah. Yeah, Matt with one. He's so rehearsed, I'm sure. He just every
Could
time
you imagine?
He says his name, he says Matt with one
Kindergarten,
T.
Kindergarten, first grade,
yeah.
Second grade,
yeah.
Third grade,
yeah.
Doctor's office, dentist, every time.
Voter registration, DMV, yeah. Fucking everything he's ever done.
No, sorry, one T.
Yeah.
What? Excuse me? Where is
Matt,
is there
but
an
hold
extra
the T. all right, so then back line, you went 5-4-5s. So I feel like that.
That was
so
very
far looks good because there's no cleans in the league right now.
No, yeah, super off book. You know, I was definitely looking at one of Trent or Rabo, and, you know, just thinking more about Adrian and what I could get for going, you know, putting $2.5 million more into attack. It just, and that upgrade looked so much better to me than getting, you know, another budget player and one of the defenders. So, yeah, I just went with four fives. I got Lamptey, Dallas, Taylor, Joel Ward, classic, and Kyle Walker-Peters. I just wanted to spread it around. You know, not all of those are super attacking. Taylor and Ward, obviously not the most attacking players. And, but I just wanted to get a reasonable sampling of teams I think are somewhat reasonable slash decent.
Yeah.
And they're just nailed. I don't have to think about it. They're all 4 or 5. And I'm going to be able to find 3 of those 5 each week to play. And I feel fine with that, you know?
Yep.
And it, I mean, yeah, the Villa, I was looking at some Villa guys, and there were a lot of guys I was looking at for the defense, West Ham guys, Villa guys. And this is just what I landed on. I did it in like a day and a half. You know, I really didn't think about it until Wednesday, Thursday, seriously started tinkering.
Yeah, so Friday in my life, you said you had like a few ideas because you realized that you might have to wild card, and then Friday is the only day.
But I think that's good.
It looks good, though.
I think having all these shitty 4 or 5s is good, you know?
I mean, in hindsight, it's like kind of crazy to not have a Villa guy, in hindsight. But otherwise, all the picks seem pretty reasonable. Like you said, like Lamptey, Walker-Peters, Dallas, all attacking on decent teams. And then Ward and Taylor are terrible players, but on the most defensive teams. So
I mean, you know, I was looking at Konsa and Target, I didn't go there. So, yeah, no, I definitely...
And Konsa was the 0.1 too much. Yeah, I think if he was 4-5, he would have been nailed in your
I couldn't find a 4-4 guy that I liked. Was a big issue with him. I didn't want to get Jamal Lewis. So all right. So that was defense. And then I put it all into midfield. I mean, I put Son in. I didn't think too much about it. I was just like, I don't want to overthink this.
Yeah.
Get Son. He looks good. He's out of position, kind of. He's pretty cheap. And so Son, that was good. I got stuck with Mo. I really kept like 3 players.
Yeah.
I stuck with Mo. I put Raz in. I got Mane and I got Pulisic. So
I feel like all the picks explain themselves, but talk to me about Pulisic and talk to me about no James or like anyone, no budget guy, like no James, no Jack.
Grealish.
Like,
Well, I knew I would get 4 goals from my 5 midfielders, so I needed to get one that wouldn't score so I could captain them. So I picked Pulisic to captain.
Okay.
That was number one consideration.
Yeah. Balance.
Next to
you
that,
balance
though,
in the universe.
Yeah. I was basically, you know, what I do when I do my first wild card besides get red arrows is think about, like, who am I going to want in a couple weeks and where is it going to go wrong? Like, if I wake up after the game week and look at my team, you know, and players blank, where am I going to be upset? And I don't fully trust the attacks of the like of Villa. And I mean, James, we saw it again, right? They played a real team and he was more withdrawn, right? He's playing right mid. He wasn't he was just playing his position. And this year we have so many midfielders not playing their positions. So that was another thing I was considering. Well, I obviously knew Pulisic would be playing right back for most of the game because he's usually there, which was great. Thanks, Franklin. But otherwise, all 5 of these players are out of position, right? They're all basically strikers or auxiliary striker kind of guys. And I just wanted to get goals in midfield. Like all 5 of these players have hat tricks that have hat tricked and have hat tricks in their locker.
Yeah.
And I like, you know, that's what I like. Cause
and they're all basically fixture proof, right? Like once Chelsea's full strength, there's no bad fixture really for any of these guys.
Yeah, definitely. So I that's really where I put everything was just in midfield. Like, you know, you get the clean sheet point, you get the extra point for the goal, all that shit. And I just found that looked the best place to put my money. And I really loved getting Mane in because was so good before
he's
he got
so
COVID. Like all 3 of those games, he just looked great. And he was fucking amazing again. He obviously had the assist that didn't get got.
Yeah.
And he had another really good chance. He flashed wide. I mean, he looked really good. So yeah, I think that my midfield is just really good.
It's really fucking good. Yeah.
So I like that.
everyone is like transferring in all of these players.
Yeah. And then I kept DCL up top, and then I have Brewster. I mean, Brewster I'm starting every week right now. So obviously didn't look good against Fulham, played 20 minutes, was really bad for 20 minutes. But the good thing about it is he started the tried and trusted combo of McGoldrick and McBurnie, and they didn't fucking do shit. I mean, McBurnie was just missing everything for fun, yep. and they didn't score a goal until he looked to the bench and brought Brewster and Sharp and, you know, yep. changed it.
Yep.
So I would be actually flabbergasted and just completely shocked if Brewster doesn't start against Liverpool next week, even though he didn't look good in the 25.
He's got to.
Wilder said he could only go 50 or something, so he's like, I'll just play him off the bench. So he's got to throw him out.
Yeah, the starts are coming soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know the fixtures are bad and stuff, but right, this is the accommodation I made to get the midfield. And,
yeah.
you know, that's it. I mean, do I expect him to get, you know, 8, 9, 13? Like, no, but he's 4, 5. And I expect that having all the extra heavies in mid are going to make up for,
yeah.
you know, if he goes 2, 2, 7, 2, 5, 2, 9. Like, that's kind of what I expect from Brewster. So, yeah, so that's the team. And I think it's good. I miss Cap and I suck. So that's also the summation, I think, you know?
Man.
I don't know, dude. I fucking get a red hair every week. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know.
Your team's set up know. For success, not short term, long term.
The Brighton really fucked me up, dude, honestly.
Yeah, I mean.
They had no shot attempts allowed. No, I mean,
yeah.
Not an attempt.
And the pen.
And I have two defense, and double, and not an attempt. They have 3 points.
And the pen.
God. I mean, this is the thing. I'm looking at my defense, dude. I have fucking 1 Ryan, 2 Lamptey, 2 Dallas, 5 Taylor. No shot attempt from Palace in my double D. Under 1 XG, team XG for Wolves and West Brom. I have fucking 1 clean from this shit.
Yeah.
How is that possible?
Yeah. No, I mean, it's the season ridiculous. Of no cleans. Yeah, it's
like,
crazy.
It's like, this is the thing I was telling fucking Lauren. I was talking to my wife. Obviously, I always just rant. We go on our walks and with the dog and the baby, and I just like talk about it. She doesn't listen half the time, and yeah. I just talk to myself.
Yeah, yeah. She knows every you need week, to get it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't hit a captain fucking since game week one, and every week is like, Trossard hits the post 3 times. Oh, first time it happened in 8 years. I'm like, oh, cool. Or 12 or whatever. Yeah, that. It's like, every week I have something that's just insane.
Yeah.
Like that.
Like record-breaking fucking me bullshit. Up. Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
really fucking me up.
It isn't good. It's not a good place to be.
So,
but I still do. I actually do believe what I said, though. I think you're set up mid-long term. Like, your mids are insane. Everyone wants every single one of these players for the next... For the foreseeable future, they're all really good.
Yeah. So that's when I huge. Tell myself that over and over, it doesn't make my red arrows green, though, is my issue.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
It doesn't. No. So, how'd you do?
I don't Mr. know what Flyer. You can, what color you can combine with red to make green, but I don't think it exists. So.
I also don't think it exists.
You just get brown. It's whatever it's you do, white, it's just brown.
It's white and then green. Like you
yeah, yeah,
make
yeah,
it
yeah.
white again.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, okay, yeah, for yeah, sure, yeah, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Doing that calculation in my head was really difficult. I flew this
five,
week.
You know?
77 flew. It was all about Timo Cap. Trusted, yeah. you know, preseason
trusted?
Evaluations. And,
yeah,
just Southampton being Southampton. It went... Sometimes shit just goes exactly to script, you know? Like, obviously, we're not right about everything. We're wrong all the time. But sometimes it's just like, yeah, Southampton play a really high line. Their defenders all suck dick. They're going to get behind. The superstars are back on the pitch, you know?
See, yeah. This is like the same. Out. Yeah. This is the same with Pulisic, right? We were both like, oh yeah, good. Like, we did it.
Great.
And then I was just realizing, I was like, oh, yeah, last time I captained Timo and he blanked, they scored 3 goals. I'm on 6 Chelsea goals. With my captains, have gotten no involvement. What are the odds of that?
Yeah, very low. And Pulisic played on the right.
I keep making it all about me. I feel.
But this is a big. Such a yeah, I mean, itch, you wildcard is such a big
bitch.
Moment. But yeah,
yeah,
I mean,
Timo 32.
Pulisic,
not
there's no way of
points.
Knowing he's going to play out of position on the right side and just be like a ball progressor. Peripheral. He's like the most. He was their best attacker all season last season. Whenever he played, he scored goals. And then Frank's just like, no, you're just going to like shuttle the ball forward and not be in the box.
He can't upset Mount. He just before he picks a team sheet, he asks Mount, where do you want to play this weekend? And then he picks the tenor on
that.
It's
ridiculous. I mean, you got so unlucky there. There's no way that
if he was playing Rekhi was playing game week one, that Brighton game. Like, it was just like right back shit ass fucking spot doing nothing. Yeah. That's the same thing that he was doing.
Yeah, because it's especially on Chelsea, it's bad because Chilwell attacks a lot. He's in the final third all the time, but Aspil just stays back mostly or fucks up when he goes forward. So Pulisic just has to cover the entire right side by himself. It's just terrible for him. But yeah, I nailed the Timo cap, so that was huge. Starting off the week with the 32 is just ridiculous. And then peppered in some other stuff, you know, classic DCL goal, Foden rebound assist to a Sterling goal, so that was nice. Defenders all did nothing. VVD out for the fucking season, not great. But then Emmy with the 9-pointer just sewed it all up.
What is that like to get a 9 from goalkeeper?
I mean, what is that? Talking to Chucky, right? Like, everyone was so shocked.
I can't handle him, dude.
Everyone was so shocked that I have Emmy because he's actually the best keeper in fantasy. And I have him, and I usually fuck my keeper for like every season running consecutive years. But right now, he's just flying. Villa are flying. It's incredible. 9 points from a keeper is auto green, as well as 32 points in your cap is auto green. So I just flew. I went up like a million. I'm 1.7 million now, so I'm trending upwards.
Good job, man.
Yeah, I mean, I have two frees. I don't have any Spurs attackers. I have VVD out for the season. So there's things, but I have two frees. So hopefully, you know, can get there. Let me update.
That was a long.
What?
That was a long our team section.
Well, they're always short unless we're on wildcard. It was the same. We gave the same, like, you know, warning to everyone when I wildcarded that it was going to be a longer one. So here we are. Let me update the league. Shout out to FML Field Prize League. This is Mug League. 3 leaders for October so far. I think there's just 1 game week left. Oh, no, 2 game weeks left in October. A lot of action still. So Chris Mallon, El Malacticos in first. Ka Yung Lung, a.k.a. Private KY, in second. And Drew Babinez, a.k.a. Foden Laundry Ain't Eze, in third. And then Marcus Henderson.
That's quite the name.
Yeah, it's just like, how many puns can I fit in this many characters? And then shout out leader of the public league, Marcus Henry, a.k.a. Alice in Wonderland. Hopefully Allison's back soon. All right, dude. So, maybe we should just start with Spurs and just bang that out, because obviously we got a bunch of Spurs questions. So, aforementioned Private KY, have you changed your opinion on Spurs attack since the last pod? Attack looked good in the first half. Second half was a bit less.
I can't believe you even honored that question.
What?
From fucking Spud Boy Discord.
It's the thing we're going to talk about. Balski,
Matt says this. Coys R Us says this. Yeah, great guys.
Balski says Kane or Son. And then Bri said, is it worth getting Kane for 3 good fixtures, given he then has 3 out of 4 bad ones? Am I point chasing, or are the Spuds good enough that it's okay? So you went with Son. I mean, it's getting ridiculous to ignore them, I think. I actually missed the game, but then I went back and watched the entire first half today because I was like, it's important. I need to like see this. I can't just live it through. Like, they had like 4 shots and 3 goals. I'm like, I can't just rely on the numbers for this. I don't know. Where are you at? Where are you at on Kane? I mean, obviously you backed Son, so we don't need to spend as much time there.
Kane looks like he's on song, right? You just don't think too much about it. If you have an easy route, you just do it, I think. You know, they're obviously, they have good players. That's the thing I was watching the game and realizing, know, Winks isn't playing anymore. Like, they're not carrying play. Like, Lucas isn't in anymore. Like, they're playing good players now. They have good fullbacks. They don't have a fucking Davis that they have to carry, who just doesn't know how to attack. So they didn't create a lot. You know, they scored on their few shots, like you mentioned, right? Mm-hmm. But they have really individual good players in all of these positions. I mean, they have GLC on the bench, and Dumbelli looks good. Bale came in and had a sitter that he fucked up. I mean, they're going to be they're going to be probably still more the same, and it's not going to be volume. Like, we saw them kind of turtle a little bit.
Yeah.
But they just have the individual skills there, and the players look good. And I mean, Kane and Son, they have a good understanding, right? I mean, yeah. we don't talk too much about that kind of thing, but they've been playing together for a few years. So they do, you know, you see when Kane drops deep and Son makes a run, like, he doesn't have to look up. He knows where he's going to be. Mm-hmm. He just looks down, he like finds him, you know, like those kind of things that you don't pick up in the first, you know, season of playing with someone, but they look good. You know, they look like they're playing well. And again, I mean, like, Højbjerg's been really good. Their defense, obviously, is in shambles. Their two worst players every single week on the team should be the center backs now that Winks is
yeah,
out.
Yeah, I mean, between all the guys, they're all bad.
Yeah, exactly. But, yeah, the attacking players, even though they don't attack a lot, are good. So they're going to probably keep scoring goals and stuff. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, Son's good. Son's always good. When he's fit, he's good in FPL.
Yeah,
he's 9.3 now, but he's like $1.5 million cheaper than Kane. Kane's fine too, but I still feel like it's one of those things where you look across the premiums and they're all fucking really good. So like, I can't sit here and say Mane is so much worse than Kane. It's like, you know, I know he doesn't have 15 returns in 5 game weeks, but I still feel like it's team dependent, and you don't rip it up and mm-hmm. get rid of your really, like, don't get rid of Salah or Raz to get, so, like, they're all really good. I don't know. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. Yeah. I mean, I think.
What do you think?
I think it's of note that they're the cheapest, Kane and Son, you know? I mean, that's.
Yeah. Compared to the other. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. So, like, if you're building a wildcard team or whatever, that's a huge draw, obviously, because you feel like you're getting in premium value for $1.5 million less than Salah, for example. So I think that's good. But I mean, yeah, I mean, you nailed it. I think that simple realization of like, wow, all of their bad players in the last 4 years are not in the team anymore, except maybe yeah. Sissoko, is like, that's huge.
I think he's been good.
And
he's been good. He's been really good, dude.
He's not asked to do,
that's the thing,
a lot of the he things doesn't have that to he used do, to yeah. be, you know,
that he's bad at.
Yeah.
Like, he's like a good, he's just pressing, getting
box
like
to box press, etc. Yeah. And Højbjerg can do everything Winks does, dude, times 10.
Højbjerg's,
you know,
really good.
He's just such a mood player.
He's really good.
He's just such a mood player. Yeah. You don't have to be flashy. So you just have to be efficient, you know? And like you were saying, the partnership with Kane and Son, I mean, again, like, that's just so moo. That's so, they play route one. Like, they're not passing.
It's dog face Hazard.
Yeah, they're not passing, like, in the box and, like, tiki-taka, no. cutback, pep
no,
ball.
It's
they're
like direct
literally
bang, bang.
Route one, fucking long ball, Kane, flick on, Son, 1-2, goal.
Yeah.
And yep. it's just yep. like, yeah. so, I mean, sneak preview, I brought in Kane already. Because, that answers Brian's question of, no, I mean, when they're looking like this, to me,
you just do it.
The most important thing with Kane isn't the eye test, it's just like the fitness, you know? I mean, that's been the main thing of the last 2 years, has just been a lot of bad players in the team and an unfit Kane, and those two things are eradicated, so I'm in.
I mean, he has 12 returns in 5 weeks.
He like, just looks is, so good.
What?
Yeah, I mean, he's good. Not going to score to like a goal worldie from outside the box every week, but he is going to get huge
pens,
chances,
you know,
every
get
week and pens.
Yeah,
just it's simple.
Yeah,
they're
it's
just
simple.
Fucking good. And honestly, like, Europa League was a concern for us also in the preseason.
The squad's enormous. I'm
they
not
added
concerned.
So many players.
Yeah, they
and
have an actual B team that can play the whole Europa League.
Yeah, and
that's
more,
what Mo, like. Yeah,
and all, honestly, more important to that is like top four is wide open.
Yeah.
Like,
well, they're going to be drawing. They keep snatching defeat out of the jaws of victory.
I know,
they're,
but I'm saying it's there. Like, in preseason, it was like maybe fourth, one team can sneak in a fourth or something. And now it's like Liverpool are the weakest they've been in 3 years. City are the weakest they've been in 3 years.
I'm not going to entertain that. But yeah, I think with third and fourth,
objective
they're definitely
fact,
open.
Though. I mean,
okay, but that's saying, instead of 100 points, or they'll get 88 or something. Like, okay,
still,
they're still going to finish.
For a team like Spurs, it's like maybe we can get a point off them. That's a big difference.
Third and fourth, definitely there for Spurs.
Yeah, and Chelsea's defense.
And
Yes,
we'll see about that this year.
And United, it's just like, yeah, they're just looking good. They're looking good. So that's Spurs. Okay, speaking
what
of...
Wait. What about Bale at 9-5? What do you think about this guy here?
It's a fucking joke. I'm not interested.
What's a joke? Because he's golfing or what?
Listen,
came on and played 5 seconds and had a satire.
Yeah, and it was he's sick, 9-5. And he dribbled him, and it was sick, and Bale's great, and he's really cool, and he used to be really good, but until he starts, like, multiple games in a row and doesn't get injured, I'm just like, why are we paying 0.5 more than Son, you know?
Okay. I'm saying, you know, maybe it's a both. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. Well, but the no, one we definitely thing, though, like actually, speaking of Bale, though, the one thing that's weird is that it's not like a normal Moo team to have like another goal scorer like up that? There. Yeah.
No, but it kind of
so
is.
I'm curious how it's going to work.
Because Kane's playing midfield, really. Like he's that.
Yeah, he drops back.
That
yeah.
end a half kind of spot. So,
oh, yeah, yeah. The Grace article on it.
Yeah. So the two of them running as those extra like forward runners should work fine. I mean, he's been doing it with Lukas and Bergwijn since.
Yeah, but they do a lot of work. But they do a lot of work. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
But now maybe he's going to be better off because they're going to have more possession because they have better players.
Yeah, maybe. I wonder, I mean, no one's getting Doc anyway. He's just not starting
games.
He's
second choice now, but.
But. Yeah, I wonder if it hurts, like, Aurier Doc or something. Maybe they don't need the fullbacks to go as far forward if they have...
I don't know. Yeah,
I don't know.
It'll
be interesting to see how it balances.
Basically, the thing that is, you know, looking at this also just objectively is Mourinho is an actual fucking amazing manager, and they have really good players on their team now. Like, they don't have shitty-ass leftovers from last year. You know, I mean, even Reguilon, like, that's fucking huge. The fact that he can now look at... He had half the pitch that he couldn't open up with his fullback last year. Because he didn't have fucking left-back. Who knew his ass from his elbows? Danny Rose sucks.
It's all the bad players that we mentioned.
Yeah,
it's insane.
So we'll see. Spurs Renaissance.
Yeah, I mean, and it's Mu's second year. I know that's like lore or whatever, but it's actual. Like, it's consistent.
Yeah, meanwhile, they actually collapsed and lost.
Oh, completely collapsed.
we aren't even talking about that.
I don't care.
And as he goes to the presser and says, my team is psychologically weak.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't care.
Second year, I know. It's just hilarious.
It's so good.
We're talking about them. Meanwhile, they have three goals in 5 minutes and they have 1 point. Because all we give a shit about is fucking points.
We're just fantasy
sick.
Merchants.
Oh my God, it's so sick.
All right, so Simple Mug, Do It, Daniel Naylor all asking if Trent and Robbo are worth it with VVD out for the season. And then Graham and Jeff D asking Trent versus Robbo with Robbo's new role seemingly changed this year. Is there a shift in tactics?
Go ahead.
So it's two things.
Do you want to have the VVD conversation out live on the pod? Because we are not in the same camp here.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. It's a nightmare. No one knows how it's going to play out. I would guess it probably makes them not worth it with how the defenses look so far and then a huge downgrade in personnel. Without the cleans, their points are not looking that great for 7 and 7.5 million, would be my guess. If I was wildcarding now, for example, there's no fucking chance I'd have them.
I still think Robbo's good. Like, this is very reminiscent to me of like Baines Coleman, which is new this year because Robertson's playing this completely differently than he was playing last year. Like, he's getting actual goal opportunities. Like, last year, he got all those points. And he's taking corners, which is not nothing, but how many like fucking little bullshit side pass assists did Robbo get last year? Like, many. Mm-hmm. And now he's getting like chances created from passing in the box to another player in their box and shooting in the box. So he's the open play threat, and Trent is very much the set piece reliant threat, and also very much the every single team that plays against Liverpool overloads him.
I think that's the answer to the second question of the tactical thing. I think it's like Liverpool's response to how other teams are playing against them,
is the
not Liverpool's,
the
you know, tactics. Obviously,
yeah,
they'd prefer to do everything through Trent because he's better.
Yeah,
but other teams are overloading, so they're taking what they have. Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. So I still think Rabo is a fine pick, but both definitely feels very loose at this moment. And that's it. But I still am looking at, you know, if you have the team with Trenton, which is so many teams.
Yeah.
Like, what do you do? That do you get rid? Because it's still like he's still a threat to double digit any game. And, you know, do you really, you want to save and then double swap, or do you need to be able to make a big upgrade to get rid of him? Because he's still good. Like, it's still a good player.
Of course. Like, and it's not an urgent move in any team, I don't think, because of all the things you just said. And Liverpool are still going to be a good team, and Klopp's still a great manager. But
Alisson also sounds pretty close, honestly.
He's close. But in a double move where you're taking someone like I went Wood to Kane, or like, you know, you're getting a Spurs guy, you're getting another premium guy, you're getting a captain, you're fixing some other hole in your team, that's where I would look to make the move. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I guess that's both questions, basically. I mean, it's a huge blow, and we'll see.
They're still going to keep, you know, 13, 15 cleans.
Maybe, yeah. I hope so. That would be great.
Yeah, they definitely will.
That would be a great, great thing to see. I think fitness is going to play a huge factor, too, for people considering, like, Gomez and Matip. Like, neither of them have shown the ability to stay fit.
Well, the other thing, too, is, I mean, one of them could be just second choice. I mean,
Fabinho
to me, makes a lot of sense to play center back. I think he's better than both of them, even though he's played, like, 10 games at center back. He's
10? He's played, like, 3.
Whatever, he's so... No, well, but in his life, he's... But yeah, he's 10. He's so... Every time he plays center back, it's like, oh, he's fucking sick.
Yeah,
you know?
Just, and like, they definitely don't need him
in... Yeah, they definitely don't need him in midfield anymore. They have many options there.
Well, Thiago's hurt after that Richarlison attempt at the ball. Fine. But yeah, I mean, the thing that I'm looking at for the, you know, the tactics over the next 3 or 4 or whatever is like, I wonder how far forward the fullbacks are going to get. I wonder how high the line's going to be. We're used to them playing basically
it's gonna be the same.
On the halfway
same
line.
Shit.
Same a shit. Big part of that is that VVD just covers the entire defensive third.
It'll be fine.
Dude, you're ridiculous. I don't even know what you're talking about. It's like the dumbest shit I've ever heard. I don't even know what you're
Matip
saying.
Matip would cover... I mean, Gomez would cover the recovery pace anyway,
but
so
the
Matip
logic
will just play up also.
You can't think that VVD is the pretty much unanimous best defender in the world.
Yeah.
Runner-up player of the year.
But they're not going to change the way they play because he's
most
out.
Most transformative transfer in like 20 years at the club. And then he's out and be like, no, they're the same. You can't.
They're not the same.
You can't think
they're not
the
same, but they're gonna play the same way.
I don't think they can. I don't think they have the talent.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. I mean, he came out and what the fuck did they do? Did they drop back? Did they come? They did the same fucking shit.
They conceded two-headed goals from nothing.
I don't
crosses.
Give a shit about that. But I'm saying the way that they play. But the way that they played was the same style and form. Like everything was the same. They just were less good defensively.
Yeah, so they're going to be worse defensively if they play the same. So I think it may not last if they're bad.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Villa questions. We got a couple questions. Hemming said, Barkley, Grealish, or Watkins for the long haul. And then Ozzy said, can we get your read on Villa, please, lads? I'm not convinced on the attack, but their defense looks great. Fullbacks advance. Not true. And CB is a threat from set pieces. We talked about Villa last week, just like which attacker do you want to get? I still think it's Jack. I mean, Barkley's getting some hype and stuff, but the defense seems to just be like, they're just like not conceding shit.
I think Leicester flattered them a lot because that Leicester team was very, very bad.
That
and
11
still
is like
did...
the worst 11 Leicester's put out in
I
6
mean,
years.
Ridiculous team. And they still did let up a lot of shots. I mean, Emmy made 5 saves. None of them, you know, particularly good.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It's not like this was some dominating, overwhelming performance. I mean, you know, that aside.
0.7 XG conceded and 11 shots is like really good. That's really good. It's not prime Liverpool City.
Really good?
But yeah, it's really good.
I mean, it's good. It's good. It's good. But Leicester were bad. And, you know, they clean Fulham and Sheffield United. I think it's a little bit overboard, honestly, because they haven't played anyone.
Yeah.
And they do have hard games coming up till Newcastle game week 11, like Leeds, Southampton, Arsenal, Brighton, West Ham. Yeah, they could keep a couple cleans there, but they could keep zero. I'm not that convinced by the clean. I still don't feel like this team is defensive because they have Doug Luiz and McGinn, and that's it. You know, Shield. Yeah. Like, I feel like that's, and McGinn gets out of position a lot, and they're playing one real DM, and they have, you know, they have a lot of attackers.
I think that's
my concern with them. They don't play Burnley or Palace
aren't attacking, and that's like maybe covering for the fact that they only have one DM. It's like they're not bombing on and stuff. But like, I don't. It doesn't make sense that it works, right? That's like the problem.
No,
with it
doesn't.
It's like
he can't
solo cover everything. McGinn and Barkley are just constantly sprinting forward with the ball. So, yeah. I don't know. We'll see.
He has so far.
It's been a long run of showing the form, is the good thing, right? Like, all post restart, they were fucking elite defensively.
I don't care about that because they were playing a completely different system with like many different humans who were probably worse, but they were parked every game. From minute one, they're parked from restart to game week 38. So yeah, they did great defensively. But now when I'm looking at them, you know, they're still 4-5, right? You have these 4-5 routes, so you're not asking a lot. Mm-hmm. So it's certainly a good bet and a good pick when you look around the defenses, but I'm not saying like, yeah, this is an elite defense, like with Wolves, right? Last year, mm-hmm, the year mm-hmm. before, when we're looking at all these this 5-3-2, like bus merchant team that doesn't play. Yet. Like, this is an attacking team too. I watch them, I'm like, this is an attacking, free flowing team. And, you know, that's just my
which attacker do you like best for Hemming's question?
I like Watkins by a lot because he's the cheapest.
He's so cheap.
Like I don't.
He's so
that's
cheap.
The thing is, I think the million. He's 1.2 cheaper than Grealish. Like that's enough for me because it's still. We watched this game, right? They didn't create fucking shit. They looked horrible.
Jack ended up with like good stats actually. Yeah, like
yeah,
because he creates everything that they ever create.
Yeah, and I mean his final ball was so bad against Leicester. He was like drunk or something. I don't know. He did all the hard things and then didn't do the easy thing. But I think with this, with the million cheaper, when I'm looking at a team like Villa, who are a mixed bag to me in general, and they're going to have growing pains because they have like a brand new team and they're going to have ups and downs. When that's the case, I like going the cheaper option just in general.
I have a hard time. I feel like those prices are closer than they seem because forward is just more of like a premium slot, especially with like Kuhn, Kane emerging on top of like Werner exploding and everyone has DCL and all that shit. So I don't know. I still think Jack is going to be a long-term, really good pick and just center.
7-2 is still cheap.
Yeah. So
7-2 is still, I mean, but this is like both is like too much. I think. Yeah. Grealish. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Grealish is fine. See. The thing with Grealish, then the other thing, reason why I didn't really want him that much is he's not like a goal scorer. You know, he can score, but you know, you see, I mean, this game, the Leicester game is like a perfect case in point,
shots.
Right? And how many shots should he have had? Like 5?
Yeah.
Like it's ridiculous.
No, that's fair. Yeah,
and that's you know, that's like kind of what he's like. So that also for FPL anyway. I mean, real life, he's obviously fucking OP. He's a great player watching him in real life. But for FPL, I think
avenues guy. I mean, we haven't discussed the avenues in a long time, but it's just like...
Especially with Hourihan out.
Yeah, it's like just 4 key passes, high.
Did he take
0.65 XA? Like, that shit
did
is...
Did he take any set pieces? Or who's... Barkley was taking some and...
Did they have any? I can't remember.
Whatever.
Okay, so that's Villa, and then...
And Traore, still Bertrand. I don't know what he's doing in training to be playing 4 minutes a game, and fucking Trezeguet is so bad.
Trezeguet ran out of legs in, like, the 60th minute.
He's just so limited. He works hard, he's respected,
and then he just, like, runs out of steam, and it's just like...
He has the nudes on Dino, Trezeguet.
Yeah. Oh, God. What a horrifying thought. Dino nudes. and then we got a bunch of questions on just defense and defenders and just because there's just no clean. So let me just read these. There's four questions here. Yo, Bill said, are there any premium defenders worth it? I'm just going to stop there and just that's the entire question because there's a lot of other words. Balski and Sietek, best 5 million and under defender. Chucky, thoughts on PVA. And then Anchuman, who are 5-5 and under defenders with haul potential. So I don't know. Basically, everyone's just looking for any defenders that we can rely on or like for cleans. And there's not many.
Yeah, I think for me, I mean, nothing really changed from 2 days ago, but I put all four or five defenders in my team for a reason. You know, I don't see much. You know, it's... We talk, you know, you're listening to all these fucking pods talking about, oh, there's no fans and the concentration and the blah, blah, blah.
I like couldn't all these be less interested in it's people's like, okay, theories about that shit.
Yeah, like, okay, guys, like, we don't need to explain what's happening. Basically, the fact of the matter is we're 5 game weeks in, which is a small sample size, into a 38-game week season, which is a small sample size. So you just need to kind of look at the things and make a call. And, you know, when I see all of these teams looking like scoring goals most games, I don't want to be spending money on defense. Like we were talking, that was the other thing we were talking about, right, Alon, was that looking at these teams like fixture runs, there aren't a lot of teams in the league that you expect to clean against. Like normally there's a lot of those. Yeah. There's like 6 to 8.
Yeah.
And this season there's like 3.
Yeah. Who are the negative kill the game teams this season?
Like you got like Burnley, West Brom, Newcastle.
I don't even count West Brom.
West Brom?
Yeah. I mean, they
suck.
No, they suck.
I'm talking about clean sheet teams.
They suck, but they don't play like, they don't shell
I'm saying
for
teams
defensive
that, I'm saying teams that are teams you expect to clean sheet against. Okay. Yeah. Like to make your
Burnley,
like to look
Sheffield
at your
United,
player.
West Brom, Fulham, Palace.
I don't think Fulham necessarily anymore. You're obsessed with Fulham. Maybe. I'm very hard for Fulham.
I can't even entertain that they're not on this list, but it's around 5 teams, and it's usually 10 teams.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I don't know about 10, but yeah, there's usually more. And then, but what you were saying, what were you saying? About teams that play defensively,
I was
talking
about teams that set up defensively for cleans, which is usually a ton. There's usually all these English fucking dinosaur negative pieces of shit in the league who their entire paycheck is just keep us up. And that's usually the entire job. Yeah. And that is just no longer the case. It seems that like owners around the league want to be playing attacking football. Maybe they all just play FPL like the fucking Sheffield guy. And they're just like, I want options on my own team. Because that is just no longer acceptable. Like, I think we were talking about this on Discord. It's like Brighton firing Houghton for Potter after he saves them and keeps them up and like does a job.
I feel like you're personally attacking me after Palace just had 0 shot attempts. Can I just say that out loud?
I'm not.
I feel like you're attacking
me. I'm really not. I'm just upping the weed because 10 years ago there's no fucking chance in hell that ever happens. And
so it's acceptable in South London.
Why? Who's doing it?
Why?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Did you watch?
Well, it's one of the few guys. I watched the highlights. I obviously didn't go back and watch that game. Like, I watched the first half of Spurs because I missed it because that's, like, important fantasy thing. I see all the stats. I'm like, okay, Brighton 17 shots, Palace 0 shots, 0.0 XG. I'm like, yeah, I don't need to watch that one. But I watched the highlights. A lot of fighting. The dunk red card was good.
Yeah, dunk. Riedewald's fucking good, dude.
I don't know what Palace is. 0 shots. And like Bats. Tell me, how was Bats?
Bad. He didn't do anything.
Yeah, I guess.
He didn't do shit.
That one offside finish was like an insane worldie.
Riedewald pass outside boot. I mean, this is not good FPL content, but
we don't need to
start
talking
about
this. But basically,
okay, go on.
The two things that we just said are like, who are the teams you expect to clean sheet against? And who are the teams that are negative pieces of shit who just set up to clean? And the list seems smaller than it does in other seasons. So
it's
makes sense.
It's Burnley and Palace. That's it.
I would say Sheffield United are in there.
Mm.
They set up to clean, maybe, you know?
Maybe, yeah, yeah.
And they play three DMs, basically, like all that shit. But basically, that's it, and that's so few.
Wolves are a little bit like that still, even though they look fucking messed up this year, dude. I don't know what they're doing.
Wolves?
Yeah.
Yeah, but today was also so wolvesy. Like, today...
Yeah, but that was, like, old Wolves, and they're trying to be new Wolves, and it's confusing.
They're always going to revert back to what works, and that's old Wolves. No. And it was astonishing to me today how many people clearly don't watch football games, because they're like, oh my god, Wolves look like shit, and blah, blah, and the whole time I was like, dude, this is Wolves. First half, shut down, no attack whatsoever. Like, this is a typical Wolves game. Second half, take over, get the lead, sit back, shut it down, waste time, dark arts. Like,
tough. Dude, that was a tough watch,
Wolves.
That was a tough
watch. That's Wolves. Yeah. And then everyone's like, own goal, 100%. I was disappointed in our Discord. No. It's just like, oh, you don't know the rules.
Oh, it's your turn.
You don't know the rules.
Long story short, really are there any tilting about it?
Oh, go ahead.
Jim, like, if there was no deflection, that was not a shot. That was like a non-shot.
It was like
a pass to the goalkeeper.
Free throw. Like underarm disgusting. Grandma shot. Yeah, easiest save of life.
When the 1-0, you know, Jim plus Bap goal comes in, which has happened so many times in the last 3 years, at least usually it's like a nice goal.
Oh, yeah.
Like, okay,
or
like,
a pen. And it's like, fuck pen.
But when this happens, it's just like...
It feels really bad. It's like you really have to do that, let alone the defenders.
He was so bad the whole game. Again, it's just like, hey, fucking does this all the time.
But, dude, the Leeds defenders getting away with it.
Yeah, no, forget it. Forget about it. They just all dropped off. It's like, how much space are you going to let this guy dribble across the entire fucking perimeter of the box?
It's like if they don't win the ball with, like, their first... challenge, like
they just run away.
They just don't know what to do. Like
they don't know. It's fucking insane.
Ailing just like sticks out a leg. If he doesn't win the ball that challenge, it's done.
He was on a card. I know. He was playing within himself.
The rest of the guys just slide around. Jim's just like, oh, dribble, turn, shoot. Yeah, sure, cool.
The fact that he even got a shot attempt off out in that play was ridiculous.
Ridiculous. But
Cliff, dude, he was really pissing me off today.
Who?
Click.
Yeah.
The Polish fuck. He just seemed like he was in the actual wrong place doing the wrong thing the whole game. Don't know what he was supposed to be doing. He was so ineffectual. He was like chasing shadows the whole game. I don't know.
I'm glad neither of us jumped on an early Leeds FPL player.
Like, they're all bad players.
Like, all the midfielders in Bamford.
I mean, Rafinha, I could maybe have time for at some point.
He looked kind of cool for 10 minutes. Yeah.
8 minutes. Okay. But no, I mean, they're actually bad players. There are some of the parts. Harrison today? Are you kidding me?
And it's also, like, this is where I love stats for just being objective. You know, it's like, they scored four goals, but, like, the numbers are all really, really bad. And it's like, oh, two Helder Costa worldies? Like, that's not going to hold up. And then... You know, it comes back down to earth. It's like they're like fun to watch and exciting and crazy, but they didn't, to me, they didn't look like scoring a goal like all day. Wolves were just so comfortable.
They need Pablo. Like, they need someone in the middle of the park who can do something, because going down the flanks and crossing doesn't work in the Premier League.
Yeah, it's just bad.
You're not playing against, you know, dog shit center backs anymore.
Yeah, we'll see. When Pablo comes back, maybe he'll do stuff, but I don't even know how we're talking about Leeds, but we didn't really answer any of the defender questions, but who are the defenders
what were the other questions about it?
It was just us picking guys that we like, basically. And are any premium defenders worth it? I mean, that to me is a really tricky question, because...
So, I think Ake is going to be kind of a sneaky pick, because, you know, he's 5'5", and Mendy's out, and he's a good player. He could play in a couple spots.
I would probably go Diash ahead.
Well, if you have the extra 0.5, okay, but...
No,
you know,
they're
Ake,
the same. They're both 5'5".
Is he really?
Yeah. That's why I kind of like him.
I think that for security of start for sure. Yeah, I think that's a really solid pick right there. I thought he was six. Dude, that's nuts.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why he's 5'5".
So then what the fuck are they putting Walker and Mendy?
It makes no sense.
Like, what's the point of that?
Well, because Walker runs really fast in a straight line, so he must be really attacking.
Cool. Okay, yeah. So I think that, Diash and Ake, you know they're going to keep cleans. I mean, that's a 5-5. Like, that's a good option, like, I think.
Yeah. They're going to get their total of cleans is going to be high. It always is. Even last year, Ederson had 16 cleans. That's insane. Yeah. But, like, it still feels sort of lucky whenever they do clean because they just concede.
No, totally.
But, yeah, no, I've been looking at Diaz for my, like, VVD downgrade maybe. Like, he's just really good, right? I mean, that's...
Yeah, he's good. He's good. And then same with, like, Wolves. You know, I mean, Semedo...
He didn't do any attacking
today. He didn't do anything
today.
Yeah. He was just playing... I don't know what the fuck he was doing. But they, they're back to just parking maybe. I don't know. In general, they're just... Like you said, right? They have three center backs every game. So they're going to be set up for clean sheets in general.
And like
so,
three and a
you know, you
half
like that.
With Saiz at left wing back, so...
Yeah, well, that's whatever. But then, you know, looking at players like Reguilón and Chilwell, right? I mean, you feel lucky if you have a clean sheet from those players.
Yeah.
So you're really buying them for the attacking threat. Like, I don't know if that's just the right way to play FPL if you're spending 5-5 on a defender when the clean is like a lucky thing. And it should be like you look for the clean and then the attacking is a lucky thing because they're fucking fullbacks, right?
The only thing I would say with Chilwell is against Southampton, they had Kepa, which was like, LOL Kepa to the max, and they didn't have Thiago Silva. So maybe they'll be better. They have
solid.
To be better, basically. So I do still think Chilwell's okay. He's just in the final third. He's left wing.
Yeah, yeah. But, we talked about Liverpool a little bit. Yeah, City. I think,
Everton?
Also, we don't... Everton, well, Pickford, I don't want any piece. I think Arsenal is interesting to me because they're another team that just don't attack, kind of.
Yeah.
They set up to clean. I mean,
they do.
I was talking
They do.
They're one of the teams.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're one of the teams.
Arteta,
so.
If Arteta's last name was fucking Williams, we'd all be talking about, like, this English guy playing super defensive football. But.
Yeah. Like Gabriel or Bellerin, I mean, they're even 5 million,
Yeah, Bell at 5 is pretty good, to be honest.
Yeah, and their fixtures are turning. I mean, they're still not too good. I don't know how their fixtures seem to be just always bad, but yeah, I think Arsenal's a good spot also to go into.
Yeah, that's a sneaky one. Yeah, I like that. Yeah. What about PVA, Chucky Ass?
No, I mean, he's sitting on the bench, like doesn't even get up to warm up, I think. Mitchell... played really well again. I don't know. I think PVA is like too much of a leader and like a locker room guy to just, he's not going to play for a 10-year-old. So I do feel like he's going to come back in. And I don't think, even though Mitchell's playing really well, he's at 5 games, he had a couple of games last restart. You're never going to stunt a fullback's development who's 10 years old to just give him a few months out and just train and sit on the bench, like just take a break, dude. Like you'd been doing good, like chill. So I think if PVA comes in and suddenly is like on pens or something, okay, we could talk about that. But in the meantime, he's not fucking starting. I mean, what are we talking about here?
Okay.
He could be on pens though. He could be on pens over Wolf.
All right. That's good.
Awesome.
I think we covered that.
Yeah.
Anything else or should we just jump to questions?
I can't think of anything like huge that I was.
Yeah, I mean, we're like an hour in. We've talked a lot already.
Well, Fulham are good, but otherwise.
Oh my God. All right, let's go to questions. Straight up, Stewie and Mahesh, is it time for Kun? So.
Oh yeah, Kun was really bad.
He just wasn't. Playing. We called him, he was his weekend
at
Bernie's thing.
He was a decoy.
Yeah, he was an actual decoy.
He was a decoy. No, he needs time. He needs
time. Yeah, we need to just see something from him.
Yeah. And well, I mean, they play midweek and next week they will see. Getting him early, you're never going to be too upset about that because we know what the player is and we're seeing Jesus out for many months, whatever bald fraud meant by that, we'll find out. But, you know, you have a 10-4, the only fit striker on the team. He's going to obviously be getting a lot of points at some point in the near future. Yeah. So
I just he's went, like, I went about. For Kane, and obviously I thought about Kuhn.
Yeah.
It's, like, kind of ridiculous. Just get Kane for now and wait for Kuhn to do something and then think about it, you know? It's like...
The form Kane's in, it's not even really think about it. It's like, just get Kane in, and then if you want Kuhn, like, figure out where else to go. Sort
yeah,
of
exactly, exactly. Yeah.
I can't believe... I actually can't believe Kane, dude.
I mean...
I can't believe it.
There's so many theories, right? And it's
I can't believe it.
It's so uninteresting. But the only one that I feel like is objective and factual and makes sense to me is he had like 4 months off. That's it.
The COVID.
Yeah, he literally healed.
COVID?
Nature is healing.
He
honestly
went to China and
the amount
and
of mouth breathing that he does, he certainly spreads it. He's definitely a super spreader, as
they say. He has 7 assists in 400 minutes, dude. It's like, what the fuck? You had 2 all last year.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I don't know.
This is ridiculous.
He has 7 assists on 3.2 XA, too, which is kind of funny. It's just like everything has gone in for the whole team. Confidence. Go be fucking bastards for 90 minutes. Picks is looking for answers in the forward line. He said, right now we have DCL nailed on. Then we have Kane, Timo Kuhn. And on the budget side, we have Brewster, Ollie, Antonio. Only 3 spots, looking for some direction. Yeah, what's that? What's like your favorite front line right now? I mean, outside of DCL, which I guess everyone just has them now.
I mean, I like mine. Honestly.
DCL and Brewster?
Yeah.
And Keenan and Davis?
Yeah.
You're not tempted by any of the premium guys?
No, I mean, why would I be? Look at my midfield. Like, what am I missing? You know, I still have Son over there. Is looking every yeah. single one of my midfielders is a fucking banger.
I guess it goes hand in hand with what we were just talking about, where it's like, where can you put the additional funds, and is it even worth
yeah,
it to put
the
additional
thing.
Funds
the answer,
in defense?
And that's the thing, is the answer is no and no, well, because what am I going to get? Like a fucking Trossard? Like, great. Like, he doesn't...
No, no, we're talking... I'm not talking about Trossard. I'm talking about you're getting Bellerin and Semedo instead of 2-4-5s.
Yeah, like, and I think no. I think the answer is still no there. Like, because
I don't know. I think
because if I'm doing something like putting Kane instead of Mane and I'm freeing up like 1.5...
Yeah.
I mean, then I'm like, yeah, I don't think that's as good. I don't know.
It
I
might
just don't
be,
think it's as good.
It I think
be,
it's close.
I think it's
close.
I think it could be close, but I don't like it.
I think
like,
it could be close, but it might be good, but it might be bad.
like
regardless, it's for sure close. So it's kind of whether it's up to the people, whether they back the 4-5 defenders to keep pace with the 5-5s and up. That's really all it comes down to.
Yeah, which I think is
that's
definitely
the exchange.
Yeah, which I definitely think is at this point a yes.
Oh, at this point, it's not even close. Yeah, first 5 game weeks of the season, 4-5's definitely winning that battle.
Yeah.
We'll see for the next 20 game weeks.
It's still the thing, though, still with Spurs, is that they just don't create a lot of chances. That's the thing that is still nagging yeah. at me, even though it's, yeah, we
but
have 5 games in and they have all the points.
I agree, but also I think game state is underrated, right?
Yeah.
Like, they scored their first 3 shots against
in 5
West Ham.
Seconds, and then they sit.
Like, who
yeah.
knows what the rest of the first half looks like if it's 0-0 or down 1-0. We just don't know yet, because every shot they've taken has been a goal this season. But it might not be as bad. But yeah, I mean, certainly they don't seem like they are going for 5-0s like City teams of old. Like, they're sitting on their leads for sure. I mean, they drop points because of it too against Newcastle and West Ham. So
Son's like 9-3 is a good pick.
Yeah, definitely.
Kane's a good pick. They're both good picks. I guess it's just it's both, or what are you doing? I don't know.
Yeah. Bug said, who's the cheapest mid that you'd be comfortable starting every week?
Suchek.
Are you comfortable
4-9,
starting
right?
him every week?
No, for sure.
He's really good.
Yeah, he's great. Him or, well, Luckman's 5, I guess. He's 5, so it's him or Luckman.
I'm not comfortable starting Lookman every week.
I'm extremely comfortable starting Lookman every week. I know you are. Yeah. He's an incredible player. He's a great player.
I like him. I'm definitely not comfortable starting him every week.
He's fucking 5 million, dude.
Yeah, this is the same thing with Brewster.
It's like, yeah. But all he does is attack. He could have had two or three returns. Like, he had set up. When you have the player that's this cheap, as long as they're just doing the things that eye test wise look fine, then you just throw them out because all you need them to do is just little tiny blip. Like, little blip.
That's only in your team structure. The cheapest guy in my lineup is DCL and Foden. And they're not close.
No, but that's the thing is like the cheapest guy is assuming that you're not leaving money in the bank, right? That you're putting it in the other spots. So as long as you're doing that, then like, yeah, I'm happy with having a 5 million guy as long as you have this premium, right? Like that's the thing.
Yeah, I just don't know. I don't think I'm going to be happy with the spot with either of those guys.
Yeah, I would be fine with the spot as long as you're happy with the premiums and you have the money distribution good and you don't have like that with other mid-price guys, and I think you're going to be good with that.
It's like Lookman's a strategy difference, I guess.
Yeah,
going into the season, I want to be using my transfers on the premiums, and you were more, I want to just get the best guys and use transfers elsewhere, right? So it's like
red arrows.
For me, I'm like, my cheapest guys are more glue, nailed, better teams, better track record guys. But for you, it's like Brewster and shit. It makes sense. I think both strategies are fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the same thing. I mean, we talked about this last year, is that like, I don't feel confident in myself with the premiums about switching around based on the fixtures because I think
for caps and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. And I just think that the margins are so slim and that, you know, I we see these games with like on paper bad fixture, like, oh yeah, City, home, Arsenal. So theoretically what we should be like getting rid of Raz and then he just scores one goal, 11 points. Like, okay, funny. Then who's next? Oh, West Ham. Like those are the things that happen. Right. And I don't want to be doing that. I like the premiums. I know they're known commodities more to me. So I like just like leaving them more.
But if you were actually getting rid of Raz this week, you would have gotten Son had the best fixture for cap or Bruno. And you would have capped them and...
Wait, Raz, why did I get rid of Raz?
You were using Raz as an example because you had Arsenal this week, right? Yeah. So that would be the type of guy you'd get rid of with my strategy. But the guys you would have gotten in would have been like Son or Bruno probably because they had the best fixtures.
And they got the same points.
I know, but I wouldn't have captained Raz and I would have captained those guys.
Yeah.
That's why.
Okay.
But, Ember said, we saw a couple big names in action for the first time this week. Bale and Ziyech are either better than a wait and see. No.
Well, I'm waiting and seeing.
Ziyech has Champions League to maybe be like, oh, he's good to go.
Well, he also hasn't not played for 4 years. So,
like Bale, yeah. I mean, he came on and created stuff already.
Yeah, he was, you know, playing and magging people and doing the things that he normally does. But yeah, you know, there's, and then play United, which actually that's a really good fixture.
That's a great fixture.
7-9. I don't know. It's also difficult now that we see
7-9.
Yeah, well, he went down 0.1.
Jesus, it's also not difficult. A wait and see. He's so good.
Yeah, but Pulisic's only 0.4 more now. You know.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, that when it kept, it started, well, we I need mean, I guess to see it was only 0.5 before. It's
the
not
difference
with
Ziyech and Pulisic, though, is if Ziyech plays out of position on the wrong side of the pitch, he's still going to get assists.
Yeah.
If Pulisic plays on the wrong side, he's literally
the worst thing ever.
A progressive runner.
Well, Ziyech came on and played his position, and Pulisic switched over, so hopefully fucking fat fuck Franklin doesn't do some dumb shit again like he has every fucking game this
year.
Insane. Absolute moron. He's so bad.
Insane. And then last question is Wolfgang. He said, have your thoughts changed on Timo since last pod? Has he turned the corner to become the player we expected at the start of the season, or is it a well-placed trap? I mean, of course it's changed since last pod, right? He scored 2 goals and got an assist and played centrally.
I mean, the obvious difference is he played his position.
Yeah, and he played centrally, central striker, yep.
So, Tammy's going to start next week and Ferner's going to look fucking shit. That's obvious.
I would rage so hard. I mean, the thing that I wrote in Lambs on my captaincy and all that shit, and I think we even talked about it on Friday of My Life, is just once all the superstars are on the pitch, which we were had all except one this week, they're just too good for some teams. And that's just all it is. Even Frank, they're just going to Harlem Globetrotter their way around teams and just...
To get a point.
But they're going to score fantasy points. That's all I care about.
Yeah.
It's same as Spurs, right? All I care about is the front half. Yeah, I mean, go for the point.
You go for the point.
But, yeah. I mean, yeah, I don't think it's a trap. I think he's just always been really good. And was never bad. And everyone who's in my fucking Twitter DMs being like, he's shit, mate, get rid of him, can suck my fucking dick. So that's what I think.
It's so lucky that he didn't play Tammy, though. Because there's no there's no indication that that was going to happen. They won 4-0 the last game.
There is an indication because Pulisic is fit and just too good to drop. And he never drops Mount. So there's just not a spot.
So Tammy's the spot.
There just isn't
but
a spot.
But Mount literally didn't play the game before.
Mount must have put the naughty hat on Frank and said, never again.
Okay.
Said, I can't believe I wasn't part of the 4-0. I'm really mad at you. Frank was just distraught all week.
All right. Hmm.
Anything else or go to our teams?
We have more our teams section.
Well, it's just... Yeah, let's do it. Just like our transfers and shit.
Yeah.
Do you know what you're doing? You're saving?
I'm definitely saving.
Classic post-wildcard save?
Yeah. My team's in good shape. I'm going to just captain Mo and not think too much about it.
Mo is the obvious cap this week.
Yeah.
Or Mane. I already did Wood to Kane because
I had
a lot of money.
You had enough to do that. Okay.
I straight up did it.
You still have one free.
I still have a free and I still have money in the bank.
You have to do something with Van Dijk, so.
Yeah, so my next move, I think, is going to be Van Dijk and Raz for Captain Mo and a defender.
Take a hit.
Yeah. For a cap. Just like I planned.
Okay.
You know, that's basically it.
How much is the defender spot there? I mean, you could start Mitchell, actually.
6-2.
Oh, wow. That's a lot, dude.
Yeah, it's basically anyone. I'm 0.3 short of just being able to do Raz to Mo.
0.3?
I could, I guess, just do Raz to Mane and then, like, start Mitchell or something, but
no, you
I'd rather
Mo
get Mo.
You don't want to hold your breath every... I mean, you know what it's like watching Liverpool without Mo. It's not fun.
It's insane, yeah. And he's... I think Kaylee's tweet was like, Mo, Salah's really on some messy shit this season, and it's just like, every game, he's looked so good every game. It's fucking bonkers.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so I can basically get any defender in the fucking game, except Robbo. So, I don't know if I'm going to go Chilwell, Semedo, Bellerin, a 4-5, Konsa.
You need to figure out, you know, what you're in the future planning.
The next move. I think I think I'm looking at, like, the Foden spot for next spot. Yeah.
So, like, that's the thing with your team when I look at it that is the weak point to me is, like, other than Raz, I mean, so you'll get... Wait, you're getting Moen for who? For Foden?
For Raz.
Yeah, I mean... Because, like, Foden and Grealish and James are still, like, kind of lightweight to me.
I think they're great.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. I'm worried about that.
I think I have three legit premium attackers in Mo, Kane, and Werner. And I have four, including DCL, really solid, just, like, set and forget almost. But Foden out of all of those is definitely the most concerning. Yeah. And I can set myself up with what defender I get to make a move there. So
that's what I would do, I think.
I think that's how I'll handle it. And it might be like Pouli or Ziyech or something because they're just the they're the cheap guys who return points like premium guys.
But at the same time with Foden, I mean, he's started every game.
I know. That's why I'm like eyes emoji Foden.
That's a thing that's so fucking frustrating about him this week too, right? Like he, and even going back to last season, he has these big chances that he just shoots right at the keeper.
Yeah.
Or just fucks up.
Yeah.
Like he just doesn't have that like composure yet. He's because he's a little baby, I guess.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't know. Like it's gonna
Or almost like a whole nother pod on City, because they sat on that 1-0 lead. Yeah, not they City did. Teams have passed.
Well, I mean, it was really straightforward for them, though.
I know, but I'm just saying they didn't create anything after that. They were very comfortable being like, okay, 1-0. We're not going to send everyone forward and attack like fucking mad anymore.
I wonder what Everton would look like without Rich.
Yeah, that is really interesting. I wonder if he plays just another, plays like a Wobi to do a similar job, or another forward, or changes something. Don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, no, but you're in good shape. You're in good shape.
Yeah, I think I'm okay. And I think it's a good... So I did the Kane move today before we bought it because of prices and stuff, and I was just like, I just want to get him. I know I just want to get him. And I think, I'm in pretty good shape. I think I have most of the good teams. I have guys from most of the good teams, and I'm chilling. So
getting rid of Raz is going to be... I don't like that.
Yeah, it's controversial. It's certainly controversial.
I just don't like it.
Yeah, I mean, I could entertain an 8, a minus 8, and not do
think, it. I don't think it's that bad. And get rid of, like, Trent also or something?
Yeah, something like that.
That's aggressive. It's
just too much, I think. But, yeah, I mean, I'm trying to back with what's been okay for me so far this season, which is, like, that's where I'm using my transfers and stuff. And the fact is, I'm not going to cap Raz for the next 4 game weeks. No chance. With the other fixtures. Yeah, I mean, this part of it is the City team don't really look like blowing the doors down. And then there's better fixtures on different teams. So,
okay.
You know, that's that. But yeah, I think that's basically it for me.
Okay.
Let me slap asses. We got Mike Hughes, Jimmy Clark, SK Warren, Paul, Stefan Skarsgård, Fred Barker, Jamie Berlin, Nicholas Bolton, and Georgi Stamenov. Slip that ass get in there. Any last words, brother?
See you on Friday, my life.
Check us out at fmlfield.com. Follow us on Twitter @fmlfield. Support us at patreon.com/fmlfield. Subscribe, rate, and review.